Learning Masechtas Tainus Daf Yud Amud Beis. In the middle of the Amud, the Mishnah says, Taner Rabbanan, Misha Imasana Letzara V'Avar. Someone who is Mekabel Tainus on a certain tzara, a certain misfortune, and the misfortune went away in the middle of the Tainus. Alachayla, if he was Mekabel Tainus, that a sick person should get better than a Srape, and he was healed, Hareza Misanu Umashlim, he does have to fast and finish up. Now what does it mean, Misana Umashlim? What does it mean, Misana Umashlim? So the Ritva, the Ran, and other Rishayim say that he has to not only finish this fast, but he has to complete all the fasts he was Mekabel. Let's say someone's Mekabel 20 fasts for a Tzara or for a Chayla, and he didn't even fast one fast, and is already Nisrapi, the Ofer Tzara, he has to do Mashlim, all the 20 fasts. As I also say in Shulchan Aruch Sim and Tavkov Samach Tesif Aleph, that he has to mimashlim all the fasts. And so Hashem says that's what it means. Haveza misana means if it's one fast. Mishayim misana. Haveza misana means he has to complete that fast. Umashlim means he has to complete all the other fasts. Otherwise, you just say haveza mashlim. He should complete that fast. No, haveza misana. What's the two things? Misana means the one fast. Umashlim means the other fast. Like I said, the Me'iri says not that way. The Me'iri says that particular fast that he started, he has to finish, but the other fast he doesn't have to do. Shikul Chiddush in the Me'iri. But like we said, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way. Now the Rishayim ask a kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah, in the beginning of the third parak, Daf Yud Tesim and Aleph, the Mishnah says, Hayu Misanim V'yod Lohem Gishamim. Right? You have, the Mishnah describes the entire day of the Tainus, how they did it, all the tefillahs they said in that, and then the Mishnah at the end says, let's say they were Misanim, and it started raining. So Kaidim Hanei Tzacham Alei Yashlimu. If it was raining before the sun rises, then they don't finish the fast. But Lachan Eitzachama, they already start after Eitzachama Yeshlimu, they should finish. Rabbi Leza Aimer, Kaidim Chatzais Le Yeshlimu, Acha Chatzais Yeshlimu. That depends on Chatzais. As long as it's before Chatzais, they don't have to finish it. It says, Maisa, she goes with Tainis Bud, Vyodim Misham Kaidim Chatzais. There was a story that there were guys of Tainis and Lud, and it came Gisham before Chatzais. Lamar Tavin Tsuva, Echel Vishisu, Vasu Yamdev. Go eat and drink and make a celebration. So they went, Yatsav Achlu Shasav Asiyamtev, Uban Ben Rabbayim, the Kara Halagadon. They came, then they went, they ate and drank, they made a celebration, they came towards evening, and they said Halagadon. That's the Mishnah there. So the Rishayim will ask the Kashi, here it says, that if it was Avid Itzara, the Chayla was a Srape, you do finish the fast. And there it says, that, if it was before Chatzais, you don't finish the fast. I mean, there's the Mishayla before Chatzais, before Nesacham, and the Gemara there, Paskins, Daf Kafayim Bezes before Chatzais. So the Shaila is, how do we miyash of these two Gemaras? So the two Terutzim in the Rishayim is actually three. The Mordechai brings from the Rav Yom that there really isn't the Chilek. This Bryce is talking about either after Chatzais or after Netzachama, Lamarka the Islay, Lamarka the Islay. But the Rishayim Neman, it's a Daichuk. So they say, they bring the Ravid. The Ravid says the difference between rain and other Tzorah. See, it says, Hayimasan ala Tzorah v'Avra, ala Chayla v'Nisrape. So there, you still need Rachamei Shemayim, that the Tzara shouldn't get repeated, that the Chayla shouldn't get sick again. So that's why you finished. But rain, that's it. You got your rain. You don't need any more rain. The rain, the Tzara is finished. Every other Tzara is not finished. That's what the Ravid says. In Asagas and the Rambam, Hilchos Tainus, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dezayin. Now the Rosh is bothered that it doesn't sound like the rain means that you got all the rain you needed for the entire season. It sounds like as long as it rained today, so you see Hashem was answered your tefillah, his lashon is, even if it just rained, then it wasn't all the rain you needed for the season. You see that your tefillah is from the and now, if you fasted and the rain came before the fast, before Chatzais in the fast, that means that's it, the tzara is over. Of course Hashem will continue sending the rain. So, according to the Ravid, it wouldn't stim, because the Ravid says only because there is nothing more to daven for. By other tzaris, you still could daven, the tzaris shouldn't come back. By rain, you have all the rain. The rush time is, even if you don't have all the rain, you still don't fast. So, it shouldn't be a svar lechal between rain and other tzaris. So, Rishayim say, and they say the Rambam already says it. The Rambam says, the din of our Mishnah, he says, Yachid Shayim Misana Lechayla Misrapi. He says, Yachid. Agamar just says, Mishayim Misana. The Rambam puts in the word Yachid. Then when the Rambam says the din of the Mishnah later, it's the next one, it's Perek Halacha Tezvav, And the Rambam says, Yachid Shayim Misanem. And then, when he says the Mishnah later, he says, Simri Shayim Misanem al Gashamim. And then he says, V'cheinam Misanem al Tsar of Arvel, Shman of Bottom, Kainuch at Saisle Yashlimu. And it's really a Rashi. The Rashi in the Afchafayim Bebeis there, Rashi over there in the third paragraph, the Afchafayim Bebeis, it says, that's only by a Tzibur, but by Yachid Shayim Misanem al Chavisam, Tsar of Shavar, Yisim Misanem, Mishakim, Baran Lael. And the Dvorzer brings it from the Ramban, and from the Ra'ah, and the Rosh holds that way. So Rav Yishenim all this way. The Rambam is Meduik that way, and the Yishenim bring it from the Rambam, and Kama other Yishenim, Achil din Tzibur and Yachid. Now what's the Svar L'chala bin Tzibur and Yachid? I mean, so there's three sheetahs. We have a sheet that is no chiluk in this Gemara and Agamara. Agamara is talking about after Chatzais. We have a sheet that is a chiluk Gishamim, which you don't need Gishamim anymore, and other Tzaras where you still, it's past the Daven for that Tzara. And then we have the Shita of Achil din Yachid and Tzibur. But what's the Svar L'chala din Yachid and Tzibur? So the Yishenim here say a Lashin, the Ridvan and the Ran, they bring a line, but Shechinim lahatzibur. It's like that Tzibur, we're not matshriach them to continue fasting. It's more of a Tircha. And the Magen Mishnah brings this down, but he says another Teretz, by Tzibur we say, Lei Vez the Masna. Now, if the Yachid would make it tonight and say that I'm fasting, but only if I don't get a Yeshua during the fast, so about whatever tonight he says will work. By Tzibur, Lei Vez the Masna, that it's only if until he gets to Yeshua, Mashengim by Yachim, we say Dvarim Shalei Vein Dvarim, even though Lachay, that's what he meant, but Dvarim Shalei Vein Dvarim. And the Magen Avraham learns up in the Rosh, it's not 100% clear, but learns up in the Rosh that the Rosh is saying a third time. He's saying by a Tzibur, there's a celebration going on. By Yachim, it's not a celebration. There's no din to celebrate, no din to say Halal. He says the Tzibur is Mechuyi to say Halal. The Gemara says that they came back Minabayim and said Halal Agadol. So that's the pshat. By a tzibah, that's when you would fast the whole day. But by a tzibah, they can't because you have a chiv, la'idus u'la'al, and you don't say how el b'nefesh svei v'keris malaya, and b'meil, that's why they don't continue fasting. Now, there's an afkamina between these tainim. Like we're saying, the chilta in tzibah and yachin is rovi shenim and the shulchan aruch passing is that way. But there's a shayl in the tam. Is it tam because of tirchid tzibur? Is it tam leiv ez amasna, which is a similar tam? Or is it tam because the tzibah is a chiv, la'idus u'la'al? So the chiluk is like this. What's the din if the chayla dies? We have Rashi right here, al chayla shenishrapa, he says, who would din if his meis the chayla? He asked the mekayim his nether. And that's what the Rosh says. And other Rishayim, as they, is gepaskin shulchan aruch simon tofkov samach tesif alef. That this din, that when the shrapa you finish the fasting, who would din if he dies you finish the fasting? Even though there's nothing to fast for anymore, he's dead, but you still do it. Now, the Gvura Sari from the Shagasari says that according to the reason of the Ravid says that what's the chilik our Gemara and the Gemara Nafya test, the Mishnah Nafya test? The Ravid says because by Geshamim there's no necessity for tefillah altogether. You have all the Geshamim you need. By all the other Tsaris, so you shayach the Davin more that, you know, that he should still stay healthy, for instance, if it's a chayla or other Tsaris that the Tsaris shouldn't return. So Zak the Gvurasri, according to the Ravid, if he died, that's it. There's absolutely nothing to daven for. So it's the same thing as Yerudu Gashamim, where there's nothing to daven for. So who would din Kaidim Chatzais, he wouldn't be Mashlim. Now we know Baskin like the Ravid, we don't know there's a chilik between Gashamim and other Tsaris, but Lefi the Ravid, that the chilik is not between Yachar and Tzibah, the chilik is between Gashamim and other Tsaris. So Meisachel, that would be like Gashamim, because there's nothing left to daven for. And then he also brings it down, and he's also in the Sari to the same thing. But he says that maybe the Ravid is only by Geshamim, because the more Geshamim is Mazik. Here, there's nothing being Mazik. He says you could still daven, you could daven for the health of the rest of your family. By Geshamim, when you're davening for Geshamim, and you have enough Geshamim, we don't want more Geshamim. Mashiachim, when you're davening for the health of a Chayil and he dies, even though it's impossible to become alive again, but good, you can daven for the other people. But like we said, Rashi, the Rosh, and this is Gepaskin Shulchan Aruch say, when he dies, you are Mashlim. We're clearing, according to the Ravid, to say that maybe you don't have to mash because there's nothing left to daven for. The Arsameh brings, there's a parsha in Navi, in Shmuel Beis, Perik Yud Beis, when David HaMelech took Bathsheba, the first child, the end with Bathsheba, Nasa Navi came and said that he's going to die because of the aver of taking Bathsheba. And it says that David fasted and he cried and he davened. And then it says that he died, and his avadim were very nervous to tell him that the man died, that what's he going to do now? They're trying to get him to eat, and he didn't listen, and now the son died, and who knows what's going to happen? And finally, he sees them whispering, that's what the pasuk says, and he asks them what's going on, and they said, is the man alive? And they said, he's dead. and said that David Melech got up and he washed and he ate and he drank. And they said, what's going on? When the son was sick, he didn't want to eat, and now he's dead, and now you're willing to eat and drink. He says, when he's sick, I can still daven. I didn't eat and drink because I was davening. But now he's dead, that's it. He's not coming back. So now I'm finished davening. He went to eat and drink. That's the pasuk. He says, a pella. The Rishayim say, the hood of my name, Shemashim Tanisa, David Melech didn't do that. He says, he's wondering why the Rishayim didn't mention it. And he wanted a taina that he thinks mace is different because any other tzara that's avra, you're still davening. It doesn't look like you're davening. You're not accepting zera adra avra. The tzara was avra, so right there you daven. Now Shenkin, when he died, if you're going to keep davening, if you're going to keep fasting, so it looks like you want to be mishana the teva and ein maskirim ma'isenisim. But he's bothered that the psukim by David HaMelech seemed to say that David HaMelech did not continue fasting when his son died. I think the Rishayim hold that he wasn't mekabel at Betayr's nether. Maybe initially he was mekabel at Tainus, but it wasn't all the days that he was there. It says it was 7 days. He wasn't mekabel at Betayr's nether. He just didn't eat. You see, forget it. If other men trying to get him to eat, he wasn't mekabel at Betayr's nether. He was just torahed, but tzayim, but tefillah, so he couldn't eat. And then when he died, so he said, good, that's it. The tefillah is over, and then he ate. Now, Kopanim, Rav Rishayim hold not the way. Rav Rishayim, like we're saying, hold that when he dies, like Rashi says, yimashlim the tefillah. That's by Yachid. Now we hold like the Rishayim that by a tzara v'avra, when you got a Yeshua, so by a Yachid the din is that he starts to fast, and by a tzibur the din is they don't have to fast. Now what's the din by a tzibur? Let's say the tzibur is davening that someone should that a chayla should be nisrapa. Let's say a chayla tzibur tzvichem lay. They're fasting. They made a tiny tzibur for a chayla to be nisrapa, and he died before chatzos. Do they continue to fast? If he was in Srape, then we pass him, they don't continue to fast. If he dies, what's it then? So Zakhtar Magan Avram is telling the time and why Tzib is different than Yachid. If you go with the Tamil and Mitzuchin and Tzibur, or the time of Levez and Masnam, so those Tamil would apply by Tzibur even in a case where he died. It's not because the Yeshua came that the Tzibur doesn't fast. It's because there's no reason to fast anymore. What's the difference if he's in Srape or he died? Right? By tzibur, we don't say you fast anyway, because of terech de tzibur, or because leiv is the masnet, they don't need the tefillahs in the middle, they don't have to fast. So the male is no chilek if in the shrapa he died. But according to the Rosh, the whole chilek between yachid and tzibur is that a tzibur has to eat because they have to be loyd is the halal, and the yachid doesn't. So that's of course only if a tzibur was saved. But if he died, so then, the mechuyev lesanes. Now the emes is, the Rosh says it's mefurish. The Magen Avraham is saying it in the Rosh. I think it's mefurish in the Rosh. The Rosh brings down the Gemara by Nisrapi's Masanu Umashlim, and he says, who are the nes? Right? That's what the Rosh says, like Rashi. That's from Aniyachit. Right? And he says, V'hai dinok of Nisrapi, mishun d'vidav v'zei yishchilik min tzibul yachit. That's the end of the Rosh. Now he's bavarning akasha. If the din that you have to fast applies even by mace, why did the Gemara say Nisrape? The teretz is because by Nisrape there's a chilek yachid and tzibur. By Nisrape, a yachid tak has to fast and a tzibur doesn't. So he's saying clearly that by mace, even a tzibur would have to fast. Not much like the Magen Avraham. I think it's mefurish in the Rosh. Now the Magen Avraham says that the Shulchan Aruch is mashed away. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, Aval tzibur shemesan al shum dove v'nenu, that's mashed, but nafka v'nenu. But by mace, the chilek doesn't have to fast, and that's like the Rosh. But he says, Levush is mashed like the Ran. That any time the tzibur doesn't need the tainus anymore, they don't have to fast. So mainly he passes that way. The Magen Avraham passes like the Levush, the Rabbi also passes that way. But since you said the Mishnah Berurah brings down this shmuz by tzibur, if by mace they still have to fast, he says they do. V'yeshayim that they don't. And since you said, because the Ridva and the Ran and the first and then the Magen Mishnah, they all say the time of Amitruchin and Tziburim, and the Rosh is Machmir. Because the Rosh says the tam of because they have to be loyd to Salahal. Not sure why he's naming on the Chumrah. Maybe because the Shulchan Aruch is mashed away. But the Sharetzin also says that he doesn't think the Svar of Leiv Vez Namashna is Mukhrich, that even when it's mace, they don't have to fast. Could be the Leiv Vez Namashna is that when it's Nisrapis, that they have a Simcha, then they don't have to fast. But by mace, where they were in Nena, maybe there's no Leiv Vez Namashna B'chai Gatna. And now let's go back to the Brisa says, Ha'ailach mimakim she'ein misanim l'makim she'misanim ha'reza misanim imohen. Someone who goes from a place where they're not misanim to a place where they are, so he's misanim with them. V'makam she'misanim, if he goes to a place where they are misanim, makam she'ein misanim, amezim misanim u'mashla. So the Bais is discussing if one city has a tzar and was geizer tanis, and someone goes from that city to another city which doesn't have the tzar, that's the second case. V'makam she'misanim, makam she'ein misanim. So it says he's misanim. And if someone, the race of the Bais, he goes from a place that's not misanim to the place that is misanim, so he's misanim imohim. So there's a machlekes yishenim pshat, but like we'll see, it's not a machlekes ladina. Let's see his thing. Let's see these yishenim. The Mordechai says like this. He says, Rivah explains, ha'elchim markim she'ein misanim, l'markim she'misanim, reizim misanim imohim, is even if it's da'itir lakzer, even if he's planning going back. Now before we start, the akdoma to the sugi is, normally we have a klal. If there's a makam which has an iser, it's noyig iser, let's say, a minig of an iser, and a makam which is not noyig iser. So when you go from one place to the other, so usually, it all depends on the place that you're planning on staying. In other words, if you go from a place which is noyig iser to a place which is not noyig iser, if you're planning on returning to the place that's noyig iser, so then you have the chumre makam shiyatsa misham. But if you're not planning on returning, so then you could be mekel. Similarly, if you go from a place that's mekel, a place which is not Nayig Isser, to a place which is, if you plan on returning, then you don't have to keep the Minhagim of the place that you're there, except if Nayim, there's a problem sometimes, like Yishanim Nayim Achlekes, but if you're planning on staying there, then you're bound to their Minhagim. But Ha'ilchim Makam She'em Misanim, L'Makam She'em Misanim, the Marachai brings from the Rivah, even if it's Daitel Lakzer, you're planning on going back to the Makam She'em Misanim, but you are now in the Makam She'em Misanim, you have to fast. But he says, but Miu, he says, Kevin shle kibel olav l'sana is nivesh im yotze chutz l'tchum mutu lecho vein tzorech l'hashlam. He's in a makam she'ein misanim. He finds himself in a makam she'ein misanim. Now he never was mekabel l'sanis. So therefore, while he's in that city, he has to fast. But if he goes out of the tchum of the city, he's allowed to eat. And he says, that explains the diak of the Braisa. The Braisa, by the makam she'ein misanim, the makam she'ein misanim, it says, I raise the misana imohen. And the other brayse, the makam shemisana, makam shemisana, it says a reza misana umashlin. So mashlin means he has to fast. He has to finish the fast. He doesn't have to finish the fast. Ha reza misana imon, when he's with them, then he has to fast. And he brings, then he brings nirva. Then he says, Rabbeinu Aviezer says, and I'm meisif on the ritva, that a filu be'ir shemisanim shor lamechel b'cheder achel makam shayroyinoisai. Even if he's in the city, if no one sees him, he can eat. But he says, Taisa says no. If he's in the city, tzarech l'shtatif matziba b'tzarasam. Now this is a little bit different than ha'elach mimakam that has a minig of heter to a makam which is a minig of iser, which there b'fneim, yeah, and you're planning on going back. And there b'fneim, you can't do it, b'fneim achleikis, but b'tzini you could. That's what Eliezer holds. But Taisa holds no. Since you're in the city of fasting, you have a dintim shtatif matziba b'tzarasam. The whole city is fasting, they're in the tzara. Okay, you're going back to your city. But as long as you're in this city, you have to fast even b'tzina. But out of the tchum, you don't have to. So Rav states in the Mordechai, m'ikra din yizach, don't have to fast. The whole din is, you're going to get the chumris of this makam, but you die to lachzer. So one pshat is only in front of them, and the other pshat is only when you b'tchumam, you have to m'shtati from b'tzarasam. But if you leave the tchum, avad you don't have to fast. Now the Torah, in Simon Tovka Vayendal, he brings the whole Mordechai, and he says, Yer midvarev shemefayre shahil sham b'yayim atayis. The Mordechai is explaining, as is clear from his words, when did you go? What's a hailach mimakam she'ein misanam makam shanam? When? The answer is, on the day of the fast. And that's what he means, you weren't makabal the fast. You weren't there, mitchila, the day before, where they were makabal the fast. You were still in your city, so you never makabal the fast. So there's the halacha, that while you're with them, you can fast, and a machlokes if that means even b'tzina, or as long as you're in the tchum of the air. As long as in the tchum of the air, or dafka when they could see you. But the Torah says, avasugi d'shmaitse muchach d'mayi b'halach l'sham kainam l'kain. The sugi is muchach, not the way he says. You went there before. The kibel all of tainis, and you makabal the tainis. V'az v'adeh have a tainis gomer, v'az l'lech l'afil yetzach utzliya. And then, of course, you have to fast. So the Torah is clear that he's not arguing the Mordechai Yekihu Zan Alacha. He's just arguing him pshat. The Mordechai says, pshat in the Gemara is, I went on the day of the fast. And there the halacha is, that while I'm in the city I have to fast, maybe even b'tzina, machlekes, even though it's da'it d'laksar. And the Torah is explaining the Gemara, that you came earlier, and you makabal the tannis with b'nei ir. So then you mechuyev to fast in ikir adim. So it's a machlokes im shat. Now the Beis Yosef asks, besides, I'm going to get to it, he asks, where did you see in the Shmaitzah now, like the Marachai? Where's the Muchach? We'll get to that soon. But the Beis Yosef asks an obvious kasha, what is the Torah's pshat? If you were mekabel to fast, so what's the chiddush? Of course you misanu umashlim. So the Beis Yosef teretz is that you would think that the Kabbalah that you made is only a Kabbalah while you're in the city. And if you leave the city, you won't have to fast. So if okay, the chiddush of the Gemara, while you're in the city, it's pashat, you have to fast. And the chiddush of the Gemara is that the Kabbalah you made with this city, even though you're from a different city, still it's chal even when you leave the city. The Bach says a little bit more that the chiddush is that if you were in the city before the fast and then mekabel the fast, you are mechuyif to mekabel with them. That's the chiddush. Means you have to be mekabel tainus with them, and once you're mekabel tainus, of course you have to fast even if you leave the city. But that is goof for the chiddush. They have to be mekabel, and the Taz says a drop different, on the same kav, but a little more chumadik. Even if you decided not to be mekabel, if you were in the city, b'shas the kabbal, mamel is chal on you. So we have two pshatim in the Gemara, and they're not necessarily arguing ladina, and each one is saying somewhat of a chiddush. It has to be a chiddush. The Marachai's pshat is that you went on the day of the fast, you were never mekabel, and the chiddush is that while you're in the city after fast, and it's a machlokes rishonim if that's only the fast or even mitzina. But if you leave the city, you don't have to fast. And we have the tourist pshat that is talking about you came earlier, and the chiddush according to Beis Yosef is when you mekabel the Kabbalah schal, even if you leave the city. And the Bach says a little bit more, the chiddush is you mechuyev to mekabel. And the Taz says even more, the chiddush is that even if you're not mekabel, the Kabbalah of the city is a mel lechal, and you since you were there b'shas Kabbalah. Now the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tavkavayin Alsef Beis, says like the Mardukai, like he was a little bothered by the Torah's pshat. He brings down the halacha, ha'elachim makayim, she'em misan, l'magim shan, and reizim misan imon, and he says, l'ashen the Shulchan Aruch, mihu kevin shal kibbal avatanis, im yatsim in ear chutzit chum, mutu lachal vein et zarech lahashlam. Not Mishnah Mardukai, but the more chum redik of pshat. If he leaves the city, he could eat. But he's talking about he wasn't mekabel, and he says clearly, Kevin Shaloi Kibble of the Tainus, because if you're Makabal, of course he'll agree to the Torah, that it's also like the Beis Yosef says. And the Rama says, in Babi'im, Sarach Lakabal of Tainus, and Sarach Lashlimit. The Rama is saying like the Bach, if you came earlier, and that's a tourist pshat, then you're Machuyev to Makabal. And the Taz and Eli Rabba Paskin, even if you're not Makabal, you're Mamela part of the Kabbalah. So those are the two pshatim in the Gemara, and in the Torah, there's a Shaila, if you mechuyev to mekabel like the Bach, or the Kabbalah works itself like the Taz, or like the Beis Yosef, you're not mechuyev, but if you mekabel, it works even if you're out of the city. There's one thing we didn't fully discuss yet. What if you weren't in the city b'shas the Kabbalah, you came then, and then we said when it's daitei lachzar, you're mechuyev to fast when you're in the city, but not when you're not in the city. What if it's ain daitei lachzar? You move from a city that's a Mesanim, you move to a city that's Mesanim on the day of the Tainus, and you're planning on staying there, but you're never Mekabel. So the Mishnah Berurah says, then you're Mechuyev. And even if you leave the city, since you move to this city, you're Mechuyev al Tzchom Yavakim Shabbal Lasham. And the Sharetzim brings, the Bach holds not that way, but he's bothered. What happened to the Chom Yavakim Shalach Lasham? So he says, maybe Tainus is different. Because Menhagim, you're bound to the Menhagim of the city. As long as you move to the city, you get the Menhagim in the city. Now, even if you leave the city now, but since you live in the city and you already moved to the city, so now you're Mechuyev, even when you leave the city, to have the Menhagim of the city. Mashiachin Tainus, since you weren't in the city, B'shas Kabbalah, the Tainus wasn't chal on you, even if you're not Daitei Lachzar. So that's an interesting machlokes. The Marachai is not so clear either way. The Marachai says, even if he's Daitei Lachzar, he has to fast with them, but only when he's in the city. What if he's ain daite lachzer, but he came on the Yom HaTainus, but he's ain daite lachzer? Is there also the same thing, he only has to fast when there's a city? That's what the Bach holds. And the Mishnah Berurah says, no, once he moved to the city, you have chumim makam shalach l'sham. But then he says, maybe not, maybe by Tainus, as long as you were there b'shas kavod, there's no such thing as chumim makam shalach l'sham. Now, the Beis Yosef asked that kasha, like we said, why did the Torah say it's mukhruch in the sugya that we're talking about? It came the day before the Tainus. Zagan the Achreinim, it's also Tali and a Machlaikis Rishainim, and again, the Achreinim are learning this Machlaikis similar to the other Machlaikis. It's just a Machlaikis in Pshat, it's not a Machlaikis in Din. What's the next case? Now that was the first case, sorry. Right, you come from a place where you misanim, and now you're in a place where it's a misanim. Hareza misanim umashlim. So Rashi says, you know why? Because you have the chumrei makam sheyatzim misha. And he says, mashlim means, the word mashlim means, mashlim kol ataniya shekibleim bnei yair. And the reason is because you have chumrei makam sheyatzim misha. Zakti Rashi lefiz that, that's only if it's daite lakzor. So zagin the achreinim, they're learning, the Rashi and Rashi are learning, that you came, hailach mi makam Misanim, the Makam Shem Misanim, when did you come to the Makam Shem Misanim? Before the Tainus. So you never were Makabal this Tainus with your ear. And Mashlim means Mashlim, all the Taniyas they are Makabal. And the reason is, because Chumri Makam Shiatsu Misha. So the male, it's only by Daita Larzer. So Kuntas, you never were Makabal Tainus. It's saying Halacha, even though you weren't in the Makam Shem Misanim at the time of the Kabbalah's Tainus, but you're planning on returning there, so you get all the Chumris of that city. So you have to be Misana all the Tanais of these cities, even though you weren't Makabal. So if you learn it's al Tzchumri Makam Sheyatzim Misham, Behechuk, you didn't come on the day of the Tainus. I mean, you came the day before. If you came the day of the Tainus, that means you were Makabal with your ear. You don't need Chumri Makam Sheyatzim Misham. So since the Torah was learning up this Gemara, it's Chumri Makam Sheyatzim Misham, and Mashal means all the Tanias they were Makabal, and you were Makabal those Tanias, you came before those Tanias, you came even before this Tainus, so that's why it says Sugi Dishmaitz Muchuk, the whole Sugi is not discussing coming the day of the Tainus, it's coming the day before. And this is the pshat. If you live in the city of the Ein Misanim, and now you're in the city of Misanim, but it's Dait De'Lachzer. But when did you come to the city of Misanim? Before the Tainus. Oh, so the Kabbalah was chal on you. Or you mechuyev to Makabal. Lamaika this lay, Lamaika this lay. So where's the Misanim on? Let's say the other way. You're from Makam She'en Misanim. And now you're in a Makam She'en Misanim. I'm sorry, you're from Makam She'en Misanim, I mean. And now you're in a Makam She'en Misanim. And when did you come to the Makam She'en Misanim? Before the Kabbalah of the Tainus of the Makam She'en, the day before the Tainus. So you never were Makabal, but still a raise Misanim Umashim because the Chumri Makam Sheyatzim Misham, because they were Makabal in your city, you're planning on returning, you have all those Chumris, even though you're not part of the Kabbalah. So that's what the Torah means, that the Sugya the Shmaitz is Muchuk, that he came the day before the Tainus. Because the case of Hailach Mimakaim Shemisanim Lamakam She'en Misanim, which we say a raise Misanim Umashim, and it's Rashi, because the Chumri Makam Sheyatzim Misham, and it's the Rosh, it's Dafka by Daite Lazar. Of course, it's Chumri Makam Sheyatzim Misham, which is only by Dait Elazar. Al-Karachuk means the day before the Tainus. Because the day of the Tainus, that means you already Makabal the Tainus. You're coming from Makam Simisanin. So it only Chumri Makam Sheyatzim Misham, and it won't only be by Dait Elazar. So since that case is the case, so you came before the Tainus. So who would in the case? Havi Makam She'en Misanim. The Makam She'Misanim also means you came the day before the Tainus. If you came the day before the Tainus, Avadi Umakabal the Tainus. If you Makabal the Tainus, so it's not only when you're in the city that you're going to be Asr. Mashenk and the Marichel holds he came the day of the Tainus. He holds like Taisus. What does Taisus say? Taisus Masko Heiluch says, even if it's Ein Dait Delachzer. Why? Because the reason isn't because the Chumri Makam She'atzim Misham. The reason is because you were Makabal the Tainus. Because what's the Pshat, Yehoiluch Yimakim Shemisanim Shein Misanim? On the day of the Tainus. If you came on the day of the Tainus, where were you yesterday? In the Makam Shemisanim. So then, of course, you were Makabal Tainus with the city. Well, according to the Taz, even if you weren't Makabal, the Kabbalah is available on you. And that's what the Marichai says, Lahashlim doesn't mean to Yimashlim all the Tainus. It's nothing to do with that. Lahashlim means this Tainus, because you were Makabal this Tainus, because at the time of the Kabbalah you were in the Makayim Shem Misanim. So that's how the Rivaz Medayik, that here it says Misanim Mashlim means you have to finish the whole Tainus. It doesn't look like Rashi that it means they have to be Mashlim all the Tainus they were Makabal. You have to finish this Tainus that you were Makabal. And Mela works even by Ein Dait Elachzer. So these are the two pshatim in the Gemara. We have the pshat of the Marichai, the Riva, that both cases of Tomei came on the day of the Tainus. And therefore, the Makam She'ein Misanim, the Makam She'Misanim, you never Makabal the Tainus. Because it came on the day of the Tainus. At the time of the Kabbalah's Tainus, you're in the Makam She'ein Misanim. And that's why only Misanim Imah, and only when you're with them, when you leave the city after Misanim. And Ha'elch Mi Makayim She'misanim l'makim she'ein misanim also means you came the day of the Tainus. If you came the day of the Tainus, therefore you were Makabal the Tainus. Because you're coming from Makam Shemesanim. So yes, stay in the Makam Shemesanim. You're Makabal Tainis. Havayzim Mesanim Mashlim. You're Makabal. You have to finish it. Even if you're ain't Day Lachzer. You're Makabal it. That's Taisis. Now Shagan Tur learns like Rashi in the Rush. The case of Ha'ilachim Makam Shemesanim, Lamakam Shemesanim means he came the day before the Tainis. You never Makabal Tainis. But still you have to fast from your Makam Shemesanim Mishab. So that's only when it's Day Lachzer. And similarly, means again you came the day before the Tainus, so then you were in the Kabbalah Tainus, but mainly you'll have to fast even if you leave the city.